So having said that, let me start with, I want you to imagine that for your first case, you had to prove to a jury how a Major League Baseball player hits a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. So what would we do? We'd take the case and we'd go all around the country and find an expert. And the expert you'd find is Robert Adair at Yale University. And he's written a whole book about the physics of baseball. Did you know that to hit a fastball, you have to hit it in less than 400 milliseconds? So how many milliseconds make up a second? 1,000 milliseconds. So in less than a second, you have to hit a baseball. But that really doesn't make much sense. How quick is 400 milliseconds? So I'm going to ask you, what is the quickest muscle the brain can voluntarily activate? So not your heartbeat, because that's involuntary, right? We don't have to think about that. What's the quickest muscle your brain can activate? So I've got a scratch-off. Someone give me a volunteer. Let's pick. You have a chance to win up to $5,000. So what's the quickest muscle? Someone, you can't be wrong. Yes, sir. Eyelid. It's the eyelid. Do you know how quick you can blink your eyelid? You probably don't. So you can blink your eyelid in 150 milliseconds. So to hit the fastball at 95 miles an hour, you have to hit it in less than 3 blinks of an eye. So how quick is that? I want you right now to blink your eyes as fast as you can 3 times, and do it with me. All right, let's do it one more time, as fast as you can. That's just amazing, right? That the batter's at the plate and can do that. Here's what he has to do. In the first 75 milliseconds, all the brain is doing is forming a picture of the pitcher on the mound with the ball in the hand.